Capital Region leaders held a rally over the weekend outside the governor's mansion in Albany, calling on Andrew Cuomo to act on climate change. Dozens of people stood along Eagle Street on Saturday, calling on Andrew Cuomo to stop all fracking projects, make corporations pay for pollution, and invest in clean energy. Former Environmental Protection Agency Regional Administrator Judith Enck, an on-air contributor at WAMC, who is backing Cynthia Nixon in the Democratic gubernatorial primary, told the gathering that real, enduring leadership on climate change issues will not come from Washington, and not nearly enough is being done in Albany.
Real climate leaders work for 100% renewable energy. Real climate leaders provide economic opportunities for workers, ensuring a just transition away from fossil fuels. And real climate leaders divest public pension dollars from all fossil fuels.
Yeah. Albany County legislator Merton Simpson co-chairs SHARE, the Sheridan Hollow Alliance for Renewable Energy, which is among those calling on the governor to develop renewable energy alternatives to a proposed fracked gas generation plant in Sheridan Hollow.
My sister-in-law and her husband died from cancer, we believe, as a direct result from exposure to the burning of garbage at the Ansys plant. And their whole families who have cancer, who lived in like a four-block radius of the plant. And if you remember, it was closed because from 79 Sheridan, the soot landed on the front lawn of the snow of the governor's mansion, and that's what it took to close it. Now he wants to propose 2 8-megawatt gas generators in that plant, which will burn 50% more gas plus other toxic fumes. But what we want is the $88 million that's dedicated for that to go to renewable energy, particularly geothermal.
Bob Cohen with New York Renewed says the climate crisis is immediate.
Do we want the low and moderate income people who have been impacted by pollution and climate in New York to pay?
No!
That's right. I agree with you. So I say, we should do, the other alternative is big corporations, particularly fossil fuel corporations, because they are the ones who have profited handsomely from this crisis.
Saturday's event was one of many climate rallies held worldwide ahead of a San Francisco summit set to begin Wednesday. The Cuomo campaign responded to a request for comment by email, saying in part, Governor Cuomo has led the nation in combating climate change, from banning fracking to denying pipeline projects that harmed our natural resources, to prohibiting all coal plants and enacting one of the most aggressive clean energy standards in the country. The full statement is posted at WAMC.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.